And pleasingly for our man, the coal miner, there's no pigeons, there's no fax noises,
nope.
There's no pages. You make it nice and safely. Shawnee, how are you, mate?
Oh, all I need is Hector, boys. Oh. I was a bit flat this afternoon, I've got to admit. And I tuned in just at the right time. Hector dialed in. I am up and about now. He needs to be at the Christmas party.
He's in the lineup.
Fantastic.
He's in the lineup. And I reckon I'm not going to spot him in the lineup.
You don't reckon?
I've got an image in my head. And I think it's totally opposite to what I'm thinking.
Yeah, Dasher says sugar is gone. Absolutely. Hey, you're not a bad singer, Hector.
Mm. Dulcet, very strong tones.
Yeah.
Not a fan of Anthony Kalia, though.
Hey, Pete, Pete's just sent in a text here. We don't get the picture messages, Pete, so we can't read that one. 1300 01 1170. Keep them coming through. Thank you, Daniel from New Zealand. Whoever found the headgear picture, get them onto the search for West Tigers.
Oh, the West Tigers theme song.
Oh, yes. West Tigers theme song. Anyway, Shawnee, let's talk a bit NRL. What have you found?
Yeah, well, speaking of the West Tigers, they're one of maybe three or four outsiders this weekend that are a huge chance. Vulnerable favourites could be the little quote of this weekend. I'm talking about them, of course. Also think Gold Coast Titans, I think they're way too big against the Broncos. That's on Friday night. That line's 7.5. No Adam Reynolds. Looks big to me.
Yep.
I think you're okay on that one as well, Sugar. And then we go to Sunday. Now, this is all about the underdogs on Sunday. Bulldogs at Belmore. I know you had a bit of a stat today that sort of goes against that, but I'm willing to forgive the Belmore curse of the last few years, but they have been pretty ordinary the last couple of years. I think they're a big price. And also the Raiders to round off round 12. $2.60 you're getting about them against Parramatta, but it is down there at GIO. You know, they're a different team down there, the Raiders, and they've been playing some bloody good footy. So I think they're a big site, but the big one, my best bet of the weekend, early game Friday, I think Penrith are going to do a big, big number on the Cowboys, who have been good. Put my hand up, got them a little bit wrong at the start of the year. They're certainly not going to be anywhere near the wooden spoon contention, but different kettle of fish down there at Penrith Stadium on a Friday night.
Mm. I tend to agree. I think they are legit, the Cowboys, but I agree. Different gravy, some would call it.
14.5 start? Mm.
Too skinny. Too skinny, Brian.
Too skinny.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the other one who's an outsider. Newcastle Knights, the outsiders. I think Safidi's up for the game of his life to win that New South Wales jumper. No Adam Fanua Blake.
I'd be shocked if they don't start favourites. I reckon that's going to... The market's got this one wrong, I think. I think it's going to be a push for Newcastle. So if you do like them, which I think we both do, I reckon you might want to back them early as opposed to waiting for the kick.
Yep. What about the French Open, Shawnee?
Yeah, you've got the Doyen coming up after me so quickly. The French Open, it always throws up a bit of a wide-open market. So on the men's side of things, Novak, he's a favourite, $2.70, but very close behind him, Carlos Alcaraz, he's $3. Rafa Nadal, who's made the French Open his own, obviously his whole career, $4.50. And then my boy, Tsitsipas, $6. Everyone else is 20-1 or bigger. But you can almost throw a bit of a blanket over those top four. And then the same can't be said on the ladies' side of the draw. Iga Swiatek, she's a $1.57 favourite. Even money there for Iga. And it's $15 next best there. Paula Badosa, one of those at $15. Simona Halep, $15 as well. So not as wide open as far as the ladies are concerned, but certainly the men's looks like it could be anyone's.
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous that the pigeon might be turning up shortly ahead of Brett. So we'll see how that goes.
No. I thought Brett.
Have you got a bit of midweek magic for us, Shawnee?
I've got a little bit of midweek magic way out west, boys. We're going to Belmont. Now, I may or may not have a tiny wee share in this runner. So I don't generally like giving a tip when it's my horse, or for that matter, receiving a tip off someone that's in in on the horse.
But I agree.
They're a little bit confident here. Now, it's called... So we're going to Belmont, race 8, number 1, D-Keeper. $7. The only query for me is a little bit of a tricky gate. So it's probably going to need a little bit of luck. But at 1-2 starts ago, that was a hands and heels job. Then it backed up 5 days later, but it was very, very up in class. Had to go forward, just ran out of gas. It drops way back in class here. And I think you're going to get a good sight for your money. $7 with Sportsbet at the moment. $2.35 the place. I think it's worth something each way. And if it runs a place, you're going to turn a little profit, but you can cheer for it. I think it's going to be in the finish at $7. So there you go. D-Keeper.
Yeah, I'm on that.
Always gamble responsibly, as we say.
Yep, and that I'm on that. Brian, are you sold by that?
Well, when's my... Different Strokes is racing.
Mm.
I think it's racing on Randwick on Saturday.
Okay.
Is it?
So King's Trust is going to be there too.
I hope we're head-to-head.
Oh. What race, Brian?
Well, it's been nominated for a couple, race 7, race 9, so I think... It's going to be a heavy bloody 10 again.
Yeah.
I think we've got to go down to Melbourne. We've got to send him down to Melbourne.
Get away from the slop.
Yep.
There you go. Well done, Shawnee. Good luck tonight, mate, with D-Keeper.
Yeah, my pleasure. Give it strength. We'll chat to you soon.
Beautiful. I've got a good feeling about it. NRL's free-to-play game. Pick 'em. Simply pick the